This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, and of course, capitalist evangelist fighting to save America from coronavirus. Call me Captain Coronavirus. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered is the name of the show on USA Radio Newsmax TV. I do not mean to make light of coronavirus, terrible thing. But I think you have to have humor in the face of bad stuff. You have to always be positive. Lemons to lemonade. See the positive side of things. Glass half full, not half empty. But it is the only show of its kind on radio or TV. No script, no notes, no teleprompter. I shoot from the hip. I speak from the heart. I let it fly and I take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. In the immortal words of George Washington and John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. The great Edward Stoltz gave me my shot in radio. He's the owner-operator of KBET in Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. And the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national syndication. Thank you, Ed and Fred, for having great taste and great judge of talent. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. It's the most fan-friendly show in America. It's dedicated to you. The Wayne Root fan, the Donald Trump fan. You can find me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. I get 100 emails a day, and I read every one of them. WayneRoot@gmail.com, and you can call me from anywhere in the USA, toll-free, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. It's primary day today, and we'll talk about that coming up. The Dow up almost 1,200 points. I don't want to say it again, but I'll say it again. See, they're calling me. At the moment, I was going to say it again. The phones are ringing. I was going to say that I called the bottom again. I said yesterday, and Kip Herridge said yesterday, brilliant call by Wayne Root and Kip Herridge, brilliant, that this is ridiculous, the most ridiculous overreaction in history. In history, and that the market should not have been down 2,000 points, and they come back 1,200. Dow adds 1,167 points as Donald Trump talks economic incentives, and I'll tell you about those in a minute. But I do know that Trump watches my Newsmax National TV show a lot, and last night on my Newsmax National TV show, I pitched a 0% income tax, a national income tax vacation, and who brought it up, by the way? Kip Herridge reminded me, it had been in three of my books, that when things go bad, if you tell the American people no taxes for a few months or for a year, guess what happens? They'll spend all that extra money and invest all that extra money and start businesses and create jobs and hire employees and buy things and make America grow, and we get out of the economic doldrums that we're in. And sure enough, I mentioned it after Kip mentioned it, and Trump now this morning pitches a 0% payroll tax cut for the rest of 2020, and that made the market go up 1,100 points. So without further ado, here's my 7-point plan to save the U.S. economy. And I've already said this to President Trump, my 7-point plan to save the U.S. economy. This is the most ridiculous overreaction in world history. The mainstream media has made the average American hysterical over coronavirus. Why? That's how they raise ratings and attract eyeballs. If it bleeds, it leads. Everyone knows that death, disaster, and fear sell. Fear and hysteria lead to money in the bank for the media. And as a bonus, that same liberal, biased mainstream media thinks they can take down the Trump economy and defeat Trump in November. It's two for the price of one, the liberal dream. How hysterical are Americans? They've stopped buying Corona beer. Need I say more? Corona beer has nothing to do with coronavirus, you numbnuts. So keep in mind, the regular flu killed 61,000 Americans in 2018. Yet no one panicked. No one stopped living a normal life. We all went about our business, but suddenly 24 dead nationwide, most of them old, sick, frail people in one nursing home in Washington, has created panic, hysteria, and economic collapse. What a ridiculous overreaction. But here's the thing. To stop the panic and hysteria and the brainwashing by the media, President Trump needs to announce a plan. He needs to reassure the nation. He needs to be the father of the nation. And here's a plan that just might work. Number one, Trump was brilliant at banning all flights to and from China 2 months ago. Now he has to ban all international flights for 60 days with an option for another 30 days, for a total of 90 days possible. This is how we create Fortress America and keep the pandemic from spreading. This is how we avoid a total collapse of the economy. We take a 10% hit now for 60 to 90 days, meaning no more international travelers, so we don't take a 100% hit with a total economic collapse later. Number two, ask seniors and anyone sick with disease or weak immune system to stay home and avoid travel, crowds, sporting events for 60 to 90 days. They're the ones at risk. They're the ones who face risk of death, thereby causing mass panic. There's no panic if nobody dies. And that's another 15% hit now, so we don't take a 100% hit to the economy later. And number three, encourage everyone else from ages 21 to 65 to go on living, working, spending, eating out, flying, traveling in order to keep the U.S. economy going. And those are the people that spend all the money anyway. Ages 21 to 65 are the people that spend everything they've got and have no savings. And number four, announce a $1 trillion fund to bail out small business, airlines, and the travel agency. It should be travel industry. Everyone will get peace of mind. We only need 60 days, maybe 90, and then everything gets back to normal. Pay the airlines for 60 to 90 days to not take any international traffic, and everybody wins. Number five, announce a 90-day income tax vacation. Suspend income taxes for 90 days. Give American consumers breathing room. Ask consumers to be heroes. Spend that extra money and save the American economy. Ask them to spend that extra money and save the American economy. Number six, demand the Fed inject trillions of dollars into the system and banks use the money to make loans to small business and consumers because the business of America is business. Number eight, here's the important part of the plan, Mr. President. Talk to the American people. Reassure them. Keep them in the loop. Hold twice weekly fireside chats where you explain good or bad exactly what's happening. Be the leader. Be the CEO. Be the father figure that America needs now. Announce this 7-point plan and the economy recovers, stocks explode. In 90 days, we're all back to being America again. Pandemic over, mission accomplished. And sure enough, already today, he talked about a 0% payroll tax for the next year. And already today, the stock market went up almost 1,200 points. Great job, President Trump. Pitching a 0% payroll tax for the rest of the year to combat coronavirus. See, do great minds think alike? I didn't know what he was thinking. I doubt he knew what I was thinking. But we both thought about a 0% tax. He's doing a 0% payroll tax. I would do a 0% income tax. But they're both big winners. And here's another biggie. President Trump got health insurance companies after a meeting at the White House to agree to waive coronavirus test costs. So, again, if Obama does this, there's a ticker tape parade in the street. He's the man of the people. Trump gets company officials together from Anthem, United Health Group, Humana, Centene Corporation, America's Health Insurance Plans, AHIP, Express Scripts, Cigna Services, Blue Cross Blue Shield, CVS Health, and Kaiser Foundation Health Plan. They all get together at the White House today, and they walk out of the meeting and say they're going to pay. They're going to waive copays for coronavirus testing to extend coverage for coronavirus treatment and cover telemedicine and no surprise billing on coronavirus testing. Pence said, we want the American people to know they're covered through private insurance, they're covered through Medicare and Medicaid, and there'll be no surprise billing. And Trump also confirmed the White House's administration would assist the airline and cruise industries suffering from the spread of coronavirus. We're working closely with them. We're helping them. Their two great industries will be helping this patch. We're helping with this patch. And so there you go. I mean, a lot of what I said on the show last night, he basically is using, and a lot of what I just wrote in this commentary, which most of it I said on the show last night, he's using. And then just to prove that Trump and I are right, because I could hear liberals right now saying, you guys are so wrong. This is the most terrible flu ever, and everyone's going to die, and you guys are making light of it, and you're bad people. And so a military surgeon, Air Force Brigadier General Paul Fredericks, Joint Staff Surgeon, said Tuesday at a... Hold on, I can't open the sheets. I can't tell you what he said. He was at something. He was at a Pentagon briefing. He said President Trump is right that the seasonal flu is more dangerous than coronavirus. I know you're shocked that I said that, but the president is right. There are more people ill with seasonal flu than there are ill with coronavirus worldwide and in the United States and in the military. The reason we're taking precautions that you are seeing is there's a new virus. We're continuing to learn about the virus, about how easy it is to spread the virus, and that is true. It is a very contagious virus. And in particular, and in an environment like this, in closed spaces, we're trying to figure out the best way to mitigate the risk. You know the military is good on planning. We're also going to try to decrease risk. So we'd rather mitigate that risk up front than wait and find out that we should have done it because multiple people got sick along the way. The reporter asked him what the difference in impact on the Pentagon is of the coronavirus than the seasonal flu, since it seemed the Pentagon was taking it more seriously than flu. And the reporter added the president himself thinks the seasonal flu is more dangerous, and he actually tweeted about that. The reporter said, and then that was Frederick's response. The military surgeon general said, he's right, it is. Last year, 37,000 Americans died from common flu. It averages 27,000 to 70,000 per year. Nothing is shut down. Life goes on. People go out to eat, right? The economy goes on. And at this moment, there are 546 cases confirmed with 22 deaths. Think about that. Everything that I've been saying for weeks, they're all saying now. And then Dr. Oz makes the same argument that the coronavirus numbers from Korea show a lower death rate and maybe no worse than the common flu. And then I've got numbers from every other country, very important numbers. I've got them all here for you when we get back. And we'll also talk about Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. They're having Democrat primaries today. And Bernie Sanders said something so amazing. He quadrupled down on his love of Fidel Castro. That's why he's going down to a massive defeat. And Joe Biden proved once again that he is just, senile. I think it's very clear. He's senile. Senile people snap and get angry. You know, I've seen it with senile friends of mine. When they get to be 70, 80 years old, they get mad really easily and they curse somebody out. And I never heard them curse in their entire lives, but they do at the age of 80. You know why? They got senility. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Finest Greatest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, and just to explain everything I just proposed, which I did last night's show and I did again now, just to explain, because 99% of all my friends who I sent this advanced copy to said, oh, my God, this is brilliant. Get this to the president right away. And 1% said, Wayne, you are the one being hysterical. You just said America's being hysterical, and you're hysterical for banning international flights and asking us to spend trillions of dollars. No, actually, the people who said that, only 2 people out of 20. 18 said, get this to the president, this is beautiful. 2 of my friends said, you're hysterical, this is ridiculous, I'm ashamed you did this, Wayne. You know who both those people are? They both retired. They don't have a clue what's going on in American business. Business is shutting down. It doesn't matter if this is hysteria. You could scream all day long that it's hysteria. You can scream till you're blue in the face. It is hysteria, but it's happening. And if the president doesn't act and react quickly and act like a leader and do some big things, trust me, we're in big trouble. Trust me, this will snowball to the end of the American economy and the end of the stock market and the end of Donald Trump's reelection. Trust me, spend whatever trillions, not even billions, whatever trillions you have to reassure Americans and make them go, everything's okay. Trump's the leader. And if we lose our job, there's going to be payments. And if we lose our business, there's going to be payments. And if we lose our travel industry for 6 months, there's going to be payments. And if we lose Las Vegas for 6 months, there's going to be payments. And everyone will calm down and nothing bad will happen. Nothing. Everything will be okay. It's like how would I describe this? A SWAT attack. You know, when there's one guy that's murdered 6 people, I'm sure that one cop could take him down. I'm sure 2 could do it. I'm sure 3 could do it. But they They send in SWAT teams. 50 heavily armed men take on that one drug dealer. You know why? Because you got to take them down hard. You got to destroy them. You got to make sure there's zero chance they escape and zero chance they can shoot one of your guys. So you got to take them on 20 against one. 20 heavily armed against one. This is like a SWAT attack against coronavirus and against the mainstream media that's trying to brainwash the American people into believing that we need to be hysterical. All right, so that's the story. So for my retired friends who don't understand, guess what? The stock market's an inch away from going under. An American business an inch away from going under. None of it's Trump's fault. It is A, pandemic and a virus, and B, it's the American media that's trying to take Trump down, and the American people watch their media reports. So you've got to respond with strength. Big time response. Little responses will do absolutely nothing. Zero. By the way, this segment of the show is sponsored by Strauss Heart Drops, because I want all my fans to live a long, healthy life. I'm Mr. Health, right? And that's why I'm not hysterical about coronavirus, because I'm just filled with silver, and I'm filled with Strauss Heart Drops, and I'm filled with Synergetics, and I'm filled with a great diet, and I'm filled with my doctor suggests silver. You name it. I'm in great shape. I worry about all of you. I want you to be in great shape so we can all save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism together. So if you're in front of a mirror, do you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Guess who has a crease in both earlobes? Me, Wayne Root. Can you believe that? A deep crease. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles in Canada over the last 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, they say. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. And, of course, heart attack and stroke are the number one killers. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs of any kind. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. So I mentioned Dr. Oz. He argues coronavirus may be no worse than the common flu. He's the director of the Columbia University Integrative Medical Center. He joined Lou Dobbs on Monday night to discuss the ongoing coronavirus panic. And as of Monday evening, there were 624 cases. That was last night. In the whole United States, 26 deaths in the U.S. 19 of them were at one single place. This nursing home in Kirkland, Washington. And Dr. Oz argued the coronavirus mortality rate from Korea is no worse than the common flu. For example, a fetus and a pregnant woman, that's the population that's at risk, he said. You could hasten the death of some people with chronic illness. They're the ones at risk. This is what I've been saying. Just before walking out on stage with some of the data from Korea, which is very different from the data China shared with us, it showed much lower incidence of death. If I got a population that's not dying any more common than the flu, why would I take a big chance with the vaccine? So he was actually arguing you're not even going to want to take the vaccine. I would argue you're going to want to take megadoses of vitamin C for the rest of your life and lots of silver for the rest of your life and lots of chiral garlic for the rest of your life and lots of probiotics and eat a healthy diet. Try and be as organic as you can. And work out every day, and everyone will be just fine.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is assuring Americans that testing for the coronavirus is expanding and will not cost anything to the American people.
Today, President Trump assembled the top health insurance executives in America. And as we announced earlier today, all of our major health insurance companies have now joined with Medicare and Medicaid and agreed to waive all co-pays, cover the cost of all treatment for those who contract the coronavirus. They've committed to no surprise billing.
As voters head to the polls in Michigan on Tuesday, former Vice President Joe Biden was confronted by a Detroit auto worker at a Fiat Chrysler plant, saying the Democratic presidential candidate wants to undo the Second Amendment. Biden said that's not the case and cursed at the man. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We'll be right back.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
It's the communists against the capitalists. I love it. And speaking of the capitalists, that's Liberty HealthShare, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty is not health insurance. It's better. Liberty's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000? And then when I got kidney stones, they paid the whole $27,000 hospital bill. Amazing. Three doctor visits last year, all free. They considered wellness visits. Three doctor visits the year before, all free. Consider wellness visits. My son needed emergency dental surgery, $2,500 bill. They paid $2,000. This list is unreal. They are that good. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. If you don't call, you are a fool. 855-585-4237 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and I'm telling you, you will be treated like a VIP. They'll put the red carpet out. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. All right, so we've got our guest here, as always, on a Tuesday afternoon. It's always James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry. His website, jamesherson.com, James, H-I-R-S-E-N, Herson.com. James, welcome to the show.
It's so great to be with you, Wayne. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and I'm someone who's writing about the insanity of the left's and the media left's response to coronavirus, the stupidest, most ridiculous overreaction I've ever seen in my entire life. And I'm fighting back because I've seen today several medical authorities all say it's the same death rate or less than the flu. This is ridiculous.
I'm with you, and I've been writing the last 2 weeks, as you know, about that. And look, one of the countries that happens to be free, that happens to have fairly good health care, very close to the United States, which is the second biggest amount of coronavirus diagnosis, is South Korea. And South Korea supports exactly what you're saying. They've tested the most people, over 140,000, and it's approximately half of 1%, the mortality rate in South Korea.
Which is the same as the flu, yeah.
Which is very close. And so the fact is, the risk to Americans. I'm from a city, the city of Chicago, is where I grew up. Now we have roughly 26 deaths in the entire country over the last 3 months that we've heard about this disease. 26 people. That's one weekend in Chicago.
Right.
In
of shootings.
Of murder.
Yeah.
So it's so out of proportion. It drives me bonkers. And, of course, the panic has caused a lot of damage. I mean, people are hoarding very important supplies, including these masks that actually are used by medical professionals, not just in dealing with the coronavirus, but in dealing with a whole host of diseases. And so, especially those N95 masks, you can't get them now. And these idiots in Hollywood have helped fuel the panic by taking selfies of themselves wearing the mask. I mean, it really is like out of some sort of writer's imagination that what we're experiencing. It doesn't seem like reality. It's surreal. But between the Hollywood idiots, the media, the Democrat politicians, they're enjoying this. And part of it, of course, is the media's normal instinct to sensationalize, as they've done with the swine flu, the bird flu, mad cow disease, etc. But
don't forget,
part of it is,
don't forget Legionnaires. Don't forget Legionnaires' disease.
That's right, Legionnaires' disease. And by the way, we should call this what it is. It's the Chinese flu. It's the Wuhan flu. And it is this corona thing. I don't know where they, well, that's because it's a derivative of something that was called coronavirus. But somehow China's upset if you affiliate it with their country. What about German measles, the Spanish flu, the West Nile virus? You know, this is what we call it after geography. That's what it is. And they helped spread it by keeping it a secret back in October and November.
And, of course, we're also famous here for the Vegas crud. We don't want to discuss what that means, but anyone can figure
it
out.
But you know what? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
After you spend a weekend here, bad things happen down below. The Vegas crud. Hey, James, you've got a column about celebrities hitting new low with the face mask selfies. What is that about? I don't even understand what that's about.
Well, it's like, you know, celebrities are mindless, and like lemmings, they follow a trend, and an unfortunate trend. Well, there's two trends in Celebrityville, and one of the trends is to lie about the coronavirus and try to blame the Trump administration. They do it two ways. One is that claiming, you know, that President Trump acted late, he's incompetent. They attack Vice President Pence for his religious beliefs, claiming he's anti-science. But this is this thing where they're taking pictures of themselves wearing these masks, these surgical and N95 respirator masks, the same masks that has set off panic buying by idiots in the public who want to get these masks. And the truth is, of course, the medical experts say that the masks not only do not help generally the public, they hurt them because they're not fitted properly. They create excess moisture, and they actually cause someone with a mask to be more likely to get sick. But we got people like Kate Hudson, Gwyneth Paltrow, Steve Harvey, O.J. Simpson, Selena Gomez, a whole bunch of these people using their Instagram accounts or their Twitter or Facebook to put a picture of themselves wearing the mask with some commentary about coronavirus. And, you know, these people have 20 million followers each. So they are causing this public buying panic. It's a disservice to the public. And then what happens, as I mentioned, there's a shortage for the people who actually need them, the medical professionals who are out there not just treating coronavirus, they're treating the flu, they're treating tuberculosis. They need the masks, and they can't get them now, and partially thanks to these idiot celebrities.
Do you know why they're all so so giddy about this whole thing? Because they think they're going to take down Trump. But they're not going to, just like all the other times that they were giddy and none of it ever worked. They've got nothing on Trump. The average American thinks Trump's done a fine job in everything, from the economy to the border to getting us out of the Paris Accord to, I think, coronavirus by shutting down the China flights almost like, 2 months ago? I mean, it was really quick and early in the game where he shut down the flights from China. I think the president's only mistake has been, and I wrote that in the commentary, and I wanted to get your comment to it, James. I put the commentary on my show last night, and then I wrote it for a newspaper column coming out. I wrote that President Trump needs to do fireside chats. He needs to really talk to the American people and talk them down off the ledge and make them understand they shouldn't panic or be hysterical. He has not done that. I think he's guilty of that one mistake. You've got to talk to the people, and you've got to reassure them, and you've got to be the father figure that Americans want. I think that was a mistake, and I also think he should have shut down, if not all international flights, I personally would, for a month or two, just shut down all international flights and make us Fortress America. And then when it goes away, you give a major bailout to the airlines, and then everything's fine. But certainly, you should have shut down flights to Italy and to South Korea and to any other country that has a major, major outbreak, right? And so those are the two things I would have done a little differently. But in general, I think he came back today with a great deal, and the stock market's up almost 1,200 points. So mostly, I give him a B on this one. I give him an A-plus on everything else of his presidency.
Yeah, I think he's heard you, because he has spoken out more often. He did today. He's had more of these conversations with the press. He's also speaking through his surrogate a lot, which, you know, if he comes out and there's a lot of medical issues, it helps him. You know, he has Dr. Ben Carson to go out there. He's got his Surgeon General. He's got Azar. He's got a lot of people. But, you know, and I think he did take quick action. I agree with your very first premise. I agree very strongly. This is going to end up on the trash heap of hoaxes. This is another one of these things. Trump's opponents think they've got him now. And it's not going to happen. And part of the reason I believe it's not going to happen, and there's many doctors who've talked to me about this, you know, we have a flu season. And the flu season seems to disappear when the weather gets warm.
Right.
You know what supports this? You look at Singapore.
Right, they didn't get it.
And they have 90 degrees right now.
And also South America. South America's had, like, almost no cases. I think one in Brazil, one. This is so crazy. 61,000 Americans died of the flu in 2018. 30,000 in the last year. One person died in Brazil. One. In the state of New York, zero. And are you aware, by the way, we're going to break, so I'll just leave this thought with you. We'll catch up with it when we get back. I'm from New Rochelle, New York. Mount Vernon and New Rochelle. And New Rochelle, New York was put under National Guard today. They rolled in the tanks and the helicopters because there's a few people with coronavirus, and they've canceled all the schools, and the National Guard is running in the streets. It's incredible what an overreaction this all is. I'll be right back. More with James Hurston, Wayne Allyn, otherwise known as The Warrior. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right. Wayne Allen Root. Newsmax TV, by the way, America's fast-growing cable news channel. Just under 80 million homes. We're just about at 80 million, reaching 150 million Americans via online streaming devices. And I'm the host of the Wayne Allen Root Show, raw and unfiltered, 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday. New time, 11 p.m. East Coast time, 10 p.m. Central, 8 Pacific. And I've been hearing from so many people, they actually like the new time. I didn't. I'd rather be earlier, personally. That's the honest truth. I'm always honest with you guys. But they loved it. Newsmax thought I would just kill the competition at 11 o'clock. And my listeners, my viewers loved it. I'm getting all these emails saying that normally, you know, we're up at 11 o'clock at night, there's nothing on but the news. And then come those liberal, lousy talk show hosts, and now we got something to watch from 11 to midnight before we go to sleep on the East Coast. And, of course, 10 o'clock Central is a great time, and 8 Pacific is a fabulous time. So we like our new spot. No other show like it on American TV. If you don't get it, make sure you call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And Newsmax will connect you to your local cable system, and you tell them that if they don't get Newsmax TV, you will leave them for Dish or DirecTV. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com. NewsmaxTV.com if you're not in one of those 80 million cable households that get Newsmax TV on Dish, on DirecTV, on Comcast, on Cox Cable here in Vegas, Channel 96. So every night, 8 o'clock, Cox Cable, Channel 96 in Vegas. All right, we're back with James Herson, New York Times bestselling author. His website, jamesherson.com. James, welcome back.
Hey, great to continue our conversation.
When I left you, I was telling you I come from New Rochelle, New York, and New Rochelle, New York has tanks and helicopters in the streets. Governor Cuomo's called in the National Guard, and I guess he's got them on lockdown, and they're not allowed to leave their houses, and you can't go to school anymore. My old principal said school shut down. It's incredible what an overreaction this is.
I will note, though, a lot of the overreaction is coming from politicians like Governor Cuomo, who is part of the Democrat Party, and have a little extra incentive to raise public fears. But also in the public, you know, Hollywood is responsible for implanting this notion. You know, they've had lots of movies like Contagion, but they've also had all of these sort of horror movies and horror television shows dealing with a zombie apocalypse. And that's the kind of response you expect for a zombie apocalypse, not for a variation of the flu. And especially when there's such a small number of cases. It is such ridiculous overreaction. But that's what they do on the left. They always overplay their hand.
They do. But I'm just worried on this one, and that's why my response to this, my 7-point plan for the president, was actually quite vigorous, because I think that, you know, if things go wrong, if people are hysterical, and guys like you and me think they're wrong for being hysterical, and President Trump thinks they're wrong for being hysterical, it doesn't matter if we're right. They're right because they control the American economy. And if everybody at once decides to sell all their stocks and decides to stop going out to eat and never go to a movie again and cancel their conventions and not get on a flight, our entire country goes under. And there are a lot of businesses that won't make it through a 3-4-month, 5-month period like that. So I think President Trump does have to react vigorously, and I gave him a 7-point plan to react vigorously. I think he's going to pump a lot of money into this economy and do some massive tax cuts, and I think he did a step in the right direction this morning towards that. So I hope so, because it's pretty scary here in Vegas, you know, when your entire economy depends on tourism and everybody stops coming and the airports slow down and the conventions are all being canceled and everybody's going to get laid off. It's very scary. You could sit here on your high horse and Wade Root could say, you're all hysterical, this is ridiculous. But if you lose your job, you really lose your job. And so I feel bad for these people. So I think there's got to be a major response by President Trump. So he does not look like a president who stood by while the hysteria went on and didn't react and businesses went under. I want to see this guy get reelected, and I think this could have stopped it. But now he responded today, so that's good. Your thoughts?
You know, it is good. And the entire hospitality industry, I mean, airlines, hotels, resorts,
cruise ships.
All of that. It's all, well, the cruise ships are the first ones to get hit and really hit hard. There's no question. But here's the good news. The good news is that the public's memory is fairly short.
Yes.
And the media's attention span is fairly short. And we're getting news out of China that there's not as many new cases, that they've contained it. And I think we're going to see, I mean, it's going to get a little bit worse before it gets better, I believe, especially in the U.S. in terms of the numbers.
But warm weather is coming fast, so it should just die out in another 2 months. It'll be gone, you know, just gone.
And the media will be on to the next one, just like we've seen this pattern. And because they can't keep talking about the story when it's too repetitious and when it gets boring. And it's going to. It's going to soon.
I don't know where the time went, because there's so much more to talk about, including the Hollywood box office and Harvey Weinstein and Mayor Pete. As a matter of fact, I'd love to get to all the stuff and Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. I love the Hollywood stuff. So do me a favor, James. Give a text to my booker and my trusty executive producer, Andrew Paul, and let's get you on again another day this week to finish up this, because we got through one topic and all the rest we never got to. So let's get some more Hollywood stuff tomorrow or Thursday, okay? Love to have you on with a repeat performance with my Hollywood man, James Hurston. Thanks, James.
All right. Take care. Have a good show.
He's always got great stuff. JamesHurston.com. No wonder he's a best-selling author. And he's a law professor. Brilliant guy. Love to have him on. All right, Wayne Allyn Root. And a quick thank you to Lee Elsie, by the way, who started hour number one for me. My guest hostess, hoster with the moster. We love Lee. He's great.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.